Previously on Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast. Alright, ladies, we have got a feminist anthem for you. I picked it out. I think that this is the song that is the most inspiring for all women everywhere. And this is dedicated to all women everywhere.
That means you, and you, and you, and all of you. Yes!
Woo! Alright, here we go. This is to you, ladies. Okay. Woo! How will you make it on your own? This world is awfully big, and girl, this time you're all alone.
It's time you started living. It's time you let someone else do some giving.
Love is all around, no need to waste it. You can have the town, why don't you take it? You might just make it after all.
Relax, listeners, it's your magic time. Let's get ready for Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall are your hosts. Come along for the ride. Where we can laugh about everything and make it through anything. Belch in your face and hear that ding-a-ring. And occasionally we sing. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall and all the friends are here and ready to go. And now that you, the listener, are here, we're ready to start the show.
Oh, Cliff.
Ready?
There'll be rough waters ahead.
Oh, ahoy, listeners.
Oh, yo-ho, yo-ho, a fatso's life for me. Cliff, we're talking about the sea today.
Yeah.
The shining, beautiful, smiling sea.
I love to be by the seaside. Don't you, Ken?
Oh, I do. I love being near the beach. I don't really like sitting on the beach.
You don't?
No, I don't.
I don't at night because they have those ghost crabs that come out.
Oh, well, I don't like even sitting there during the day. It's boring.
Oh, I love sitting in the day.
I can't sit around that much.
Oh, I love sitting there and reading a book and listening to the ocean and getting in the water and feeling at one with the earth.
Yeah, I'll get in the water. I'll enjoy that. But then when I'm out, I'm like, time to go.
Time to go.
So I feel like I've been bit by a whole bunch of sand fleas. I've got something's been biting me all over.
Lenny is gonna drop by.
So. Oh, I hope so.
Mr. Jodbine, have you? No, he's not on the books. May put him on the books.
I don't think Lenny, they're really sand fleas.
Kendall's got chiggers.
Oh, they're not chiggers. They're like mosquitoes or something.
They are. Kendall has chiggers, and this is Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. This is an internet talk show / radio filler program for KBSH Rye 99 in Busheltown.
Rye 99.
4 a.m. Sunday morning. If you're listening live,
good morning. We hope you are.
We hope you are alive.
I did. I saw this when I was on vacation. I saw this mug.
Yeah.
And it said, good morning, assholes.
Good morning.
And I thought, oh, they took that from us. We used to have our morning shows.
We used to say, wake up, assholes.
Wake up, assholes.
Wake up.
Wake up.
Wake up, girl.
Wake up, Cliff.
Kendall, before we start saluting the sea,
mm-hmm.
I wanted to tell you something that happened to me last night.
Oh.
Okay. It was a very weird night.
Okay.
In Busheltown. Mm-hmm. I was sitting around my...
And he was really sitting around.
I was really sitting around my studio apartment above the fish hatchery downtown, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so bored. And I had nothing to do. And so I was watching Mama's Family after Mama's Family. And
love it.
Eventually, I thought, oh my God, I've got to go eat something. And so, unfortunately...
It just came to you. I'm like, oh my God, I've got to go eat something. I haven't eaten in days.
And so, unfortunately, I gave in to that thought. Uh-huh. And I found myself... at the Food and More down the street. Ooh. Oh, God.
Stay away.
And
stay away the hell from Food and More.
It was a weird night because it was one of those nights. It seemed like there were so many more people there in the parking lot than were inside. Like, there were a lot of cars. But when you went inside, it was hardly anybody. And so there was this one couple that was yelling to each other across the aisles. And they had some little kid who I couldn't see at first. And they were just like yelling stuff like, well, we need such and such.
Oh my God, how obnoxious.
Oh, how obnoxious. And it was obnoxious, Kendall.
Sorry, I was pissed me off already.
You were just being the listeners. That's what they're saying out loud at home. This is obnoxious.
I forget sometimes. Sometimes I have to play the role of the listener and the podcast.
It is tough doing all our jobs here on the air. Mm-hmm. But so they were doing that, and then I would hear them yelling at the kid, come back here. And then they would say, well, go check this. What price is that? And it was just so annoying. And the most annoying part was they kept walking around, and they would come right where I was. And so, like, all the food that I was trying to decide, do I want this? What should I have?
And you're like, having a crisis at every aisle
yes!
at the moment.
And they come and they, like, need to grab something right in front of me. Oh, God. Over and over and over again.
Oh, my God. That has happened to me, Cliff. When you go into a grocery store, it never fails. Whoever came in with you somehow is on the exact same path as you.
Oh Lord.
And no matter where you go, they always have to be right where you are.
Oh man, don't you hate it?
I do hate it. I feel like that happens in my everyday life.
Doesn't that burn your biscuits?
If I go to a party, and then we turn into burn your biscuits. Well, you go to a party and I feel like wherever I stand is where everybody wants to come and have their conversation, do their thing.
Kendall, you are a magnet.
No, it's not that. They want to come and ignore me.
People are drawn.
They want
to
come and not
you.
Look at me. They're like, let's come stand over next to Kendall and not talk to him.
It's just that you are large and have like a planetary pull, like Earth.
Oh, I got a pull, all right.
I got a pull for you, Kendall. But anyway, to go back to the food and more last night, you know, the one weird thing I overheard this dad say to the mom. He said, well, I asked these food and more women if they want to come and have drinks in our apartment. And so I think we need like some more chips and we need some more drinks. And do we have that mix at home? And And you could tell the wife just did not want to have these food and more women over to her apartment. And then the weirdest thing after that was I finally saw the kid and it was like a 2-year-old boy, probably. Maybe 3. Let's be realistic. Uh-huh. He was 3. 3-year-old boy. He was walking around, and he was, I kid you not, dressed the exact same as me. And we were both wearing...
He was wearing the Elvira shirt?
No, we had on a Batman shirt last night, and so did he! And I had on black shorts, and so did he! And so, it was weird, because his family was there, and there was like this grown man dressed just like their child. It was everywhere they needed to be.
Maybe you had time traveled.
Maybe so.
That was your parents, getting the same things that you liked.
Maybe, Well, now back to the sea.
And back to the sea.
I'm leaving my family.
Flip.
I'm leaving all my friends. My body's at home, but my heart's in the wind. And the clouds are like the lights upon a new front page sky. My tears are salt water. The moon's full and high. And I know Joe Conrad would be proud of me. Many before me been called by the sea to be up in a crow's nest singing my same. Shiver me timbers, let's all sail away.
Is it my turn to sing the Jimmy Buffett song?
Mother ocean. I have heard you call.
Oh, we're not finished. 90...
I'm joining you!
Look, did you know that, well, first of all, I was born under a water sign.
I was born on the sea.
I wasn't born on the sea. I might as well have been. It's a water sign.
You should have been. As big as you were, the sea is like your mother's water break.
Oh, my God. You had to go there. You had to go from there. Hosting to roasting.
Ooh, baby. Too close to home.
Don't go
but
there.
I do. I love water. I love being on the sea.
I love water.
I do. And Cliff, I don't like being on the beach, but I like being in the water. 90% of the planet's living biomass, like myself, is found in the oceans.
You are shitting.
90%.
No way.
There's only 10% of us stupid intellectuals outside of the ocean.
You are kidding me, Kendall.
No.
Kendall, I want you to do this the next time you go to the beach. Next time someone forces you to go to the beach, okay?
Okay.
Bring vinegar
Vinegar? For
yeah,
what?
Yeah, to the beach. Bring it to the beach. Because you know what is going to happen. You're going to get in that water, which you profess to love, the sea itself.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get in there and start floating around. People like you and I, we float rather easily. And you're going to run into what? But a smack of jellyfish.
Are you talking, that's happened to me.
Yeah, it's happened to all of us.
Yes.
And you know what? If you had some vinegar there, if you'd had some damn vinegar there for your salad instead of a big old gallon of who knows what.
Well.
Lard to eat.
So, Cliff, when that happened to me.
Put it on your sting.
Put it on your sting. Yeah. When I was at the beach one time a couple
for
years
your
ago.
Jellyfish sting, yeah.
I got stung by a jellyfish, and I came out, I was like, oh my God, I had this big red mark all up my arm, and this guy came running over, and I said, oh my God, what do? Do I have to pee on it? And he said, no, he's like, us locals know a real remedy.
Shit on it.
No. Rub this shit on it. No, he took like barbecue rub that you put on meat, and he had it in the shaker, and he like put it on my arm and scrubbed it, and it went away. He said it like pulls all the tentacles out.
Now you know why, because what was an ingredient in that?
Ammonia.
Vinegar!
Not ammonia. I was thinking of pee still. I was thinking of pee.
Vinegar. Oh my God.
But do you know why the ocean's blue?
Because it reflects the sky.
No.
Yes.
Cliff. No.
Yes, it
no.
is.
No. Color blue is the least absorbed color by seawater. The same shade of blue is most absorbed by microscopic plants called phytoplankton drifting in the seawater.
No. It's because of the sky. Kendall, when you go to the pool, what color is pool water?
Why is the sky blue, Cliff?
I don't know, because of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the Bible,
Kendall. Uh-huh. No, pool water's clear, Cliff.
Are you going to quibble with the Bible? Bible. Quibble if you must, Kendall. But the next time you're at the pool, I know what you like to do. You are so L-A-Z-Y.
I was like, I am so L-A.
You're so L-A.
L-A-Z-Y.
That's more like it. That. Kendall, you are so that. You, when you get in that pool, I've seen you do this. Don't try to deny it. You're in the pool, and you're like, oh, I'm really thirsty, but I don't want to get out of the pool because you hate having to climb that ladder and then climb it back down. So you just take a huge gulp of pool water.
God,
don't do it, Kendall.
I would never do that. Why would anybody ever do that? People have peed in that pool.
Come on, Kendall. There's pee in that pool. It's got chlorine. Now, a few seconds ago, you were begging people on the beach, pee on me. Now you're
no,
saying, I don't drink
I
pee
said,
water.
Am I going to have to pee on myself? Nobody else is going to pee on me.
Kendall, you pee drinker. It's time for an emergency tip.
Oh, emergency.
Oh, Kendall, this is an emergency.
Whoop.
This emergency.
Is just an emergency.
This is an emergency.
It is an emergency, Cliff. I have a question for you.
Right.
How many square miles does the Earth's ocean cover?
497,000.
Oh, no, Cliff, you were way off.
Oh, no.
140 million square miles.
I was rounding down.
Rounding down. You were close.
I was rounding down.
You wanted to get as close without going out.
Yeah, I meant with an exponent of one. Of course, an exponent of one is, I think, itself, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mathematicians.
I know, Google it.
Contact us. All right, Kendall, this is for you. It's an emergency tip cue.
About the sea.
What sea living mammal is the largest sea creature? Now, you're a sea loving mammal. Sea living mammal. Largest sea creature.
I do have to say that I know that because I am the largest land living mammal. The blue whale. Its heart is the size of a Volkswagen.
Whoa.
Did you know that?
Wouldn't you want to just be inside of that for a second?
No.
No.
What is the deepest point of the oceans?
In that it illustrates just how small and insignificant we all are. I don't know, Kendall. The sand
is so deep. I'm looking for a footage.
The footage.
How many feet?
Oh, I was gonna say like that.
You can say what you can say.
Place.
That place.
That place.
Yeah,
the one
that
where it goes way down in.
Yeah, you're right. The Mariana Trench.
That's it.
36,198 feet. Very good, Cliff.
Got it. All right, Kendall. What is
emergency?
Speaking of you, what do walruses use their large tusks for?
To fight mates for sex.
I'm not going to ask Susan what you use your large tusks for.
Was I right?
To what?
To fight other males for sex, right?
F to the no.
No, I thought that was it.
I gotta give a big F no to that one.
I was on a good streak.
Whoa,
I thought I knew. I
you're
was
way
like,
off.
Oh, I got too cocky.
Getting cocky. Answered something right a few weeks ago, and you're thinking it's gonna happen twice.
No, I had the whale, the blue whale. I thought I was over
right.
cocky.
Kendo know. They use their large tusks for, obviously, same as you, hauling themselves out of water and for digging up clams.
That's why I need large tusks.
Yeah.
I got why I'm like, I can't haul myself out. But how much gold is contained within the Earth's ocean?
How much gold's in them thar waters?
How much gold? This was interesting. I found this very interesting.
8 tons.
20 million tons.
Whoa! I was surrounded.
Time to go prospect it into the ocean.
Woo-hoo. I know where I'm taking the metal detector next time. Kendall,
okay,
how
get
many,
a waterproof one.
Oh, how many pairs of legs does a crab have?
Three pairs.
No.
Two pairs.
No.
12.
No.
How many?
Five.
Five pairs? They have 10 legs?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, that includes their pinchers? I guess so.
Five pairs of legs.
Wow.
Everybody.
What an amazing planet we live
whoa,
on.
Oh, you're thinking, whoa.
I'm thinking, whoa, I gotta take a break.
Kendall is like, whoa.
I gotta take a break. We'll be right back after this.
Whoa.
Hey, you've made it this far. It'd be a shame to give up now. Stay tuned for more Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
I bet that pizza tastes good.
You've never seen a place like Showbiz Pizza Place. We'll serve you a pizza second to none. So come for the pizza, stay for the fun.
Showbiz Pizza Place with over 60 electronic games. Pizza baked fresh every day. And the stage show extravaganza on three stages.
So come for the pizza, stay for the fun.
You're listening to the fattest hosts around. Let's get back to Cliff and Kendall.
To think about it. Maybe he wastes too much time about it.
I was thinking of pee.
Welcome back.
Cliff the ocean.
Kendall.
It's so vast. Just like the amount of food that we can eat every
just
night.
Just like us. Oh, God. I'm so glad you brought that up.
I wish I hadn't.
Part two. After I left the Food and More.
Yeah, then you had to eat
night.
All your sadness.
I did. Well, let me just go ahead and say, I did eat a whole box of Nutty Bars last night. But anyway, then I went home and had a pizza. And anybody else do this on another note? Did you take the low-dose aspirin? You're old enough, Kendall. You need to take a low-dose aspirin every day for your heart.
Oh, no, I don't.
You do,
Do
fatty.
I really need to?
Yes, fatty. You need to do that.
But what, doesn't it thin your... But I've heard, like, if you have an ulcer, it's really bad for your ulcer.
Well, you need it for your heart. If you want to have a heart attack... And die, but have no ulcers, then great.
I have for my ulcers? Sorry, I have to go run and grab something.
Hey, bug, back. Oh, yeah,
I'm
what
sorry,
are you
I
doing now?
Oh, Mrs. Potter, about a bunny tree.
It's the middle of the show.
Oh, yeah, so I'm not sure an etiquette tip, dear.
All right. Oh, yeah. Alright, no, we need to take one for your heart. But anyway, I'm so stupid.
How stupid are you, Cliff?
I double up on those low-dose aspirin, which costs more than a regular dose aspirin. When I have a headache, I'm like, well, I'll just take three of these. Even though they cost like three times the price. What the hell am I thinking?
Austin, can we not get regular aspirin here for Cliff?
Can we not? Can somebody send this episode to Dr. Blathers? He has got a...
Oh, he's listening.
He's got to diagnose
we've
me
got
with
him
something
on,
from
We've
this.
Got him on detainer every week. He listens.
He's on a detainer.
Well, I'm sorry. I ran into Mrs. Potter, but I've out there, and she said she has an etiquette tip.
Oh, yeah.
Should we bring her in?
Yeah, come on in.
Hello, dear.
Good luck, girl.
Oh, thank you, dear. Well, I'm so excited, dear. We're talking about the sea, dear, and oceans, dear. So I thought I would do an etiquette tip that was very much fitting for the topic, dear.
Yeah.
So I'm going to talk about boat etiquette, dear.
I
love boating.
Now, Kendall is so rich that he's all the time going on yachts.
I've never been on a yacht, ever.
None of those people down in the South Busheltown suburbs have asked you to go on their yacht.
No, nobody's asked me to go on a yacht. They feel like I'm going to sink it. I'm so fat.
No.
Oh, dear, of course they don't, dear.
You are no more buoyant than the average Busheltown citizen.
Well, I haven't been on a yacht. I've been on a pontoon boat.
Okay.
Well, dear, it's not quite the same thing, dear, but...
Not quite.
When talking about boat etiquette, dear, I'm going to focus on the person that is most responsible for the etiquette, dear. And
is that the captain?
Oh, dear, you are right, dear. I was going to say it's not the passenger, but the captain and the owner, dear.
Got it. Kendall, Kendall was singing first mate.
I thought the passengers were responsible for that. Oh, no, dear. No. Not at all, dear.
No!
The captain calls the shots on the boat and should let everyone know of proper boat etiquette before you depart for the high seas,
love
dear.
Love that. Now, Mrs. Potter Butter Bertrand, have you ever dined? This is a redundant question. It's not a question if you know the answer to everybody. Have you ever dined at the captain's table on a boat? Ever?
Oh, dear. Thrice weekly, dear.
I knew you did all the time. That just seems like a you kind of thing to do.
What is the captain's table?
The captain's table is the head of it's where the captain eats.
Of course, dear. Right? I'm always offered to come up to the captain's table.
You know,
no one has ever offered for me to come to the captain's table.
No, well, the captain wants to be able to eat.
He's like, can I eat all my food?
He doesn't want to have his stomach turned by some beached passenger.
Ugh, there. God, my stomach's already turned.
Okay, now when you turn that stomach, it's a big motion.
Dear, whenever you're inviting guests aboard for a day, a weekend, or an extended cruise, you must explain to them in advance what is expected of them, and it's proper etiquette to give them safety information that they need to have a safe trip, dear.
Now, is it the small boats, is this true that you shouldn't stand up in them? Because you'll fall out and tip it over. Is that true?
Standing up in a small boat?
Yeah, like a fishing boat.
Well, I don't think you stand up in any boat.
What? You gotta stand up.
No, you shouldn't stand up in a small boat. Yeah, you'll fall over. I've done it many times.
Have you really?
Many times.
Does it terrify you? Are you a big canoer, Kendall?
I'm not a big canoer, but I've been canoeing.
Let's restate that.
Last year.
If Kendall's a canoer, he's a big one. But he's not exactly a canoe, 24-hour canoeer. But I get too afraid that I'm just going to tip over and strangle and die in a disgusting lake.
Well, dear, you should never get on a boat smaller than you are, of course, dear.
Oh, well, I can't. Somebody call the Queen Mary. That's what I'm going to have to... I'm gonna have to get on.
But dear, I just want to make sure that everyone knows that. To make sure that safety is utmost importance when riding on a boat, dear.
I think it's definitely... What's second in importance?
Style. Dear, of course, etiquette.
Etiquette.
Etiquette
right.
is always most important after safety, dear.
Definitely. And then teamwork.
Well, teamwork comes somewhere else down the line.
No. Maybe friendship is third.
Friendship is always third, dear.
Friendship.
Speaking of friendship, dear.
Blandship.
I'm so happy to have you all here, dear. And I just wanted to bring that etiquette tip to you in honor of today's topic.
Well,
and
thank you.
Well, of course.
Ahoy,
thank you so much.
Land ho!
Oh, dear. Do go on. A toodaloo, dear.
Oh, to oh.
Oh, Mr. Snodbot, it was a lovely episode.
Oh, well, that was... What a tip.
What a tip.
What a tip. Okay, now, after that tip, it's time for a cue, and the cue is this. Are you talking about...
You must be talking to me. Stop talking.
Kendall, are you talking to me?
All right, Cliff, I got one for you.
All right, talk to me, baby.
We all see what we want to see. Coffee looks, and he sees Russians. He sees hate and fear. You have to look with better eyes than that.
These are sea-themed movies.
Sea, yes.
These are movies lost at sea. I think that was The Hunt for Red October.
No, but that was from The Abyss.
The Abyss.
Lindsay Brigman said that.
You son of a bitch.
You
All right, Kendall. Are you talking to me about this? If you want to cross a bridge, my sweet, you've got to pay the toll. Take a gulp and take a breath and go ahead and sign the scroll. Fight some tits, now I've got her boys. The boss is on a roll. This poor unfortunate soul.
Rude.
Brutus a Bruter and wind to the Caspian Sea. At last there in Titus that voted, that Titus that voted to me. Sing! What was that? Was that possibly from The Little Mermaid?
Yes!
Oh, I got one.
Oh, you got one.
I got one. You should have known with the Disney movie I would get it.
Should have known.
Should have known. That's all I watch. Cliff, if you want to stay alive, then ante up. If you want to play it cheap, be on welfare the whole winter. I don't want no volunteers. I don't want no mates. There's just too many captains on this island. 10,000 for me by myself. For that, you get the head, the tail, the whole damn thing.
You know, I know, because it was Jaws.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Correct.
Kendall, Mr. Andrews, forgive me. I did the sum in my head, and with the number of lifeboats times the capacity you mentioned, forgive me, but it seems that there are not enough for everyone aboard.
Was that Titanic, Cliff?
That was Titanic, Kendall!
I do remember something about not having enough lifeboats.
Usually you remember something about not having enough desserts.
Well, that was a different episode.
That'll be on my tombstone. I didn't have enough dessert. I wish I had more desserts.
On my tombstone, I say, life is short, eat dessert first.
Eat desserts, motherfucker.
Me, I'm dishonest. And a dishonest man, you can always trust to be dishonest. Honestly, it's the ones you want to watch out for because you can never predict what they're going to do. Something incredibly stupid.
That was a movie about a boat called... Noah!
No, that was Jack Sparrow from Pirates of the Caribbean.
It's pretty much the same as Noah.
Same thing.
Look, I've never let 1,000,000 gallons of water into a ship before. Give me a second.
I feel like I know it!
What is it?
I don't know.
Kendall, long time ago we did a show about self-control.
Uh-huh.
So long ago, I can't remember. This is a movie about not self-control, but about cruise control. Speed 2! Cruise control!
Speed 2.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm sure I've heard that line before, but I don't know. I probably watched that movie
once. Saw that in the theater.
I got one more for you, Cliff.
It had a complaint shared by many a movie. Not enough Sandra Bullock. More Sandra Bullock.
Too much speed, not enough
Sandra Bullock. Too much speed, not enough Sandra Bullock.
So this one's a bonus one for you. It's a little bit of trickery.
Bonus.
I'm going to go ahead and give you I'm going to prep you with a little bit of trickery going on.
Oh, shit.
You guys are pros, the best. I'm sure you can make it out of a casino. Of course, lest we forget, once you're out the front door, you're still in the middle of the fucking desert.
There's trickery going on.
Mm-hmm.
And the trick is that it's from an unproduced Kindle screenplay called Desert in the Stuck.
No, Cliff, it's from Ocean's 11.
Trail. And I'm no longer talking to you. What an anchor. Speaking of anchors, it's time to drop one.
Mm-mm.
And I'm not talking about the kind you usually drop.
What kind of anchors do I normally drop?
That's for you to decide. I'm not here to answer all life's questions.
Oh, it's a sad anchor.
Sometimes you just have to ask the question.
It's just a sad anchor, Cliff.
This is sad. This music is sad.
It is sad. Well, I think we've agreed on that for many an episode, Cliff. If our listeners are so sad, go to cliffandkendall.blogspot.com, email us at cliffandkendall@yahoo.com, or give us a call on our fat line at 818-3084-FAT.
Sure, you can find us on Tumblr, we're on YouTube, we're on iTunes. How the hell did you find this show if you found it online? Please write to us and tell us how.
I want to make sure they know all the other options.
Maybe you found a new way.
We don't know about. I would include it at the end of the show.
Let's include it.
Cliff.
Yeah.
Do you have a quote?
We never know the worth of water till the well is dry.
Ooh.
And that was said. Oh, that was. Not empty, but by Fuller, Thomas Fuller.
The sea, once it cast its spell, holds one in its net of wonder forever. And that was Jacques Cousteau.
I'll be your candle on the water. My love for you will always burn.
I know you're lost and drifting. Let this candle guide you. That was a different person. Don't give up. You'll have somewhere to turn.
A cold and friendless tide has found you.
Don't let the stormy weather pull your darkness down.
I'll paint a ray of hope around you, circling in the air, lighted by a prayer.
That was beautiful. Cliff, take us home.
Take me home. I'm Cliff.
And I'm Kendall. We'll see you here next week.
Oh, ahoy!
Beyond the sea, somewhere waiting for me. Mrs. Butter.
My lover stands on golden
when
sands.
When are we going on the boat?
And watches the ships.
As soon as you're ready, dear, we will.
Thanks for listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkendall.blogspot.com.
I was thinking of pee.